Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your daily practice report for Friday, July 25th. I'm here with voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. And Mitch, let's talk a little about the key positional battles here at training camp over the next few weeks. You know, a lot of talk's been about the defensive backfield, particularly at corner. It's a group you had a chance to watch today. You know, what do you see from that group?
Well, first of all, welcome to the squad. It's great to have you here and follow him, by the way. I did watch the corners today, and I watched them a lot during the spring and summer through the OTAs and mandatory minicamp. And really, it's going to be one of the more interesting positions to watch over the next 4 to 5 weeks. Ron Parker's getting an opportunity to rep with the ones in the base. You're looking at a guy like Marcus Cooper, who came out of nowhere. He was on that Magnificent Seven group that was picked up on waivers that Labor Day weekend last year and made plays. Let's be honest, he made some key plays last year. So how well will he do year one to year two? Chris Owens comes in as a free agent. How well will he do in their sub packages? But it's also giving a lot of opportunities, BJ, to young guys. I would say that position, maybe more than any on this entire team, is providing an opportunity for a young guy to step up and make a name for himself. But it will be something to watch very closely, and not just in base, but in the sub packages, when they're in dime, when they're in nickel, and all the different things that Bob Sutton likes to do with the defense. But it's wide open. It will be very interesting battles.
Another one of the battles on the offensive line. You know, there's a lot of talk about Eric Fisher making the transition over to left tackle. It's obviously going to be a key storyline throughout training camp. But come week one against Tennessee, we know Eric Fisher is going to be playing left tackle. But right guard, you know, that's an area that, you know, we might be figuring that out over the next 3 weeks. Rashad Johnson's getting a lot of first-team reps right now. Had some valuable experience against San Diego late in the season. Jeff Linkenbach, their free agent coming over from Indianapolis, had 33 starts in 4 years. You know, he played every position but center during his four-year career over in Indianapolis. And then you've got Zach Fulton, the rookie sixth-round pick from Tennessee, had some first-team reps in OTAs, even had a few first-team reps today, which isn't something you normally see from a rookie. But, you know, he's been described as a mauler, somebody who's physically gifted, you know, wants to get after it, wants to be aggressive. But you and I both talked about, in Andy Reid's offense, offensive linemen got to be mobile, they got to get out and move.
It's one of the most impressive things about Andy's offense is that I don't care if you're playing tackle or center, you cannot play in an elevator. We used to say play in a phone booth, but there's nobody that has phone booths anymore. So you cannot play. You've got to be able to play in a short amount of space, obviously, to run the ball. But it is a requirement that all five offensive linemen have got to be able to move diagonally, straight ahead. And they do so many things in their offense that requires movement and multiplicity. And that's why I've been impressed early on with Zach Fulton, watching him this spring and summer. You mentioned Rashad Johnson. Fans should not overlook what that San Diego game did last year for giving those guys a chance in a laboratory setting that you will maybe never get again. And then we mentioned Eric Fisher. He'll be to watch him. Now he's back at his natural position. That's where he was drafted and what he played in the MAC. But last year, boil it this down, now the offensive line. Last year they were the youngest offensive line in the National Football League. They're going to be younger this year. If they started tonight, depending on whether you're going to start Rashad Johnson or you start Zach Fulton, you're going to go with a second-year guy, third-year guy, third-year guy, maybe a rookie or a second-year guy that played Division II, and then your right tackle is a third-year guy. I mean, that's going to be a young team, but they got a big task, but there's some talent there. And again, you've got to fit what Andy wants in the O-line. You've got to be able to do a bunch of different things, make every block, and I got to move on the diagonal or move side to side. It's a requirement.
And one of the things that we've talked about, you know, there's only so much that you can say as far as learning your responsibilities when out here without pads. But tomorrow morning, the pads come on, and that's when we're going to learn a lot. Had a chance to talk to Coach Reed. I know he's excited about the pads coming on. I know we're excited about the pads coming on tomorrow.
We're expecting a big crowd tomorrow, and it would be a great day to come. But if you come to training camp, BJ, I always tell fans, I mean, watch O-line, D-line. It's a combination of UFC, WWF, and high school or college wrestling. It's move, counter move, my footwork, my hips, how I point my toes. It is so precise. And we watch the ball during games. People don't get to see the hand-to-hand combat that determines the success or failure of plays. You see that when you come to camp starting tomorrow. I'm fascinated by it, and it does require a lot of technique and coaching, whether you're on the defensive side with Tommy Brazier or the offensive side with Heck and Chung and their guys that are helping them. It's really one of my favorite things to watch. But you learn something every time you see it.
It's a whole different animal when you're going up against a person, not just punching at a pad. You know, defensive guys trying to get after the quarterback and you're trying to stop him. But
well, let's go back to the O-line here a little bit. You're working, I'm so impressed how deep the Chiefs are at the outside positions. Because Dee Ford has already been impressive. We know about Justin Houston and Tambo Haly. But you're looking at a guy like Josh Martin. I know we'll get to these guys later. But my point is, the offensive linemen are working against superb players on the outside. So every tackle in this camp who reps a tackle is going to be working against some of the best. You got to get ready to play against the Von Millers of the world. But you know what? You're going to do that in this camp. So I'm really interested to see how particularly the tackles will do in pass protection tomorrow in O-line, D-line.
Same thing with those interior offensive linemen going up against Dontari Poe. There's not an easy way to replicate that.
He's on the verge of maybe being the best nose tackle in the league. And so, but Rodney Hudson, it's a great way for him to prepare against it. Or Eric Cush. And so, yeah, it's fascinating to watch it. People want to follow the ball, and yeah, do that. But do not forget to watch O-line, D-line.
Obviously, we're excited that the pads come on tomorrow morning for practice at 8:15. For KCChiefs.com and The Voice, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel.